From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russian authorities have given permission for a large rally in Moscow Sunday in memory of murdered opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. He was to have led an anti-war and anti-Putin rally in Moscow. Instead, as many as 50,000 people are expected to come out to pay tribute to Nemtsov, whom U.S. President Barack Obama has called a tireless advocate for the rights of the Russian people. Mikhail Kazyanov is a former prime minister of Russia who worked with Boris Nemtsov.
I was shocked because just to imagine that in the center of Moscow near the Kremlin, my friend and collaborator, leader of opposition Mr. Nemtsov was shot and killed. That's absolutely beyond imagination.
Police are hunting for the gunman who shot Nemtsov four times from a car while he and a female companion crossed a bridge over the Moscow River late Friday, just steps from the Kremlin. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the shooting looks like a contract killing, and he called it a provocation. The Kremlin says he will personally oversee the investigation. Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine continued withdrawing tanks and other military vehicles Saturday from the front lines, obeying a ceasefire reached in mid-February. Ukraine said that there was a decrease in violence Friday night into Saturday morning. Ukraine's military reported its first deaths in 3 days earlier Friday. A Ukrainian military spokesman said three government soldiers were killed and seven wounded in clashes with separatists in the east. President Petro Poroshenko blamed the rebels, saying they are still violating the ceasefire. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday he respects President Barack Obama and believes in strong ties with the United States, but he said Israel's security is his top obligation. Mr. Netanyahu made a rare pilgrimage to pray at the Western Wall, Jerusalem's holiest site, before his controversial visit to Washington this coming week. The Israeli Prime Minister will address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress Tuesday at the invitation of Republican House Speaker John Boehner. It is likely Mr. Netanyahu will speak out against a nuclear deal with Iran. The United States and its P5 plus one partners are looking to reach a deal with Tehran to keep it from building a nuclear weapon. Iran insists that it has no plans to build atomic weapons. It says its nuclear program is strictly for peaceful civilian purposes. An Egyptian court has ruled that the Palestinian organization Hamas is a terrorist group. As Edward Uranian reports, the court said Hamas has carried out terror attacks in the Sinai Peninsula and other areas.
The decision by the Court of Urgent Matters declaring Hamas a terrorist organization was a fresh blow to the already isolated Islamist group. Presiding Judge Mohammed Al-Sayed insisted that Hamas was actively working to harm Egyptian security. It has been proven without any doubt, he said, that the movement has committed acts of sabotage, assassinations, and the killings of innocent civilians and members of the armed forces and police in Egypt. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri denied the charges, claiming that Egypt had stained its reputation by targeting the Palestinian people and what he called the resistance. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama says he is committed to middle-class economics and to ensuring that all hard-working Americans get the secure and dignified retirement they deserve. In his weekly address Saturday, Mr. Obama said most financial advisors are good at prioritizing their clients' futures, but he said there are some who direct their clients toward bad investments in return for backdoor payments and kickbacks. The president said that is why he earlier in the week urged the Labor Department to update rules and require that retirement advisors put their clients' best interests first.
Middle-class families cannot afford to lose their hard-earned savings after a lifetime of work. They deserve to be treated with fairness and respect. And that's what this rule would do.
Mr. Obama said bad financial advice has cost families $17 billion per year. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.